This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Sefer Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, Parshas Emor. V'loy sechalelu Hashem kodshi v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Chofetz Chaim cites the Sefer Yireim of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, Mitzvah Vav. Es Hashem eloikecha tira v'tein kavod l'shmoi v'shamar mechalelai. Give honor to his name and be careful not to desecrate it. Like it says, don't desecrate the name of Hashem. This pasuk pierces and descends to the abyss. This lav should make your heart sorrowful, worried, alarmed, concerned. The parameters of Chilul Hashem are very wide-ranging. There's no estimation of the applicability of Chilul Hashem, says the Yireim. Shekol ha-mevaza afilu mitzvah achas. Anyone who is mevaza, even one mitzvah, umekel klal bekavod shamayim, and is lenient or lax in the honor to heaven, nikra mechalel Hashem. Many times the Chofetz Chaim would shed tears when he would review this teaching of the Sefer Yireim. And as we've learned in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, one who speaks or accepts Lashon Hara is over this lav of Lo Yisechalelu Hashem Kodshi. Because why are you over the lav? If somebody stam does an avera, if somebody steals, is he over lo yisechalu Hashem kachi? Lav dafka. Lav dafka. But if somebody speaks lashon hara, the Chofetz Chaim says you're over the lav of lo yisechalu because you get nothing out of it. There's no taiva. There's no physical benefit. Shal yidei zeh yisgaber yisrael lav. Exactly why did you give in to the yetzer hara here? You had a passion? What was the desire? You needed the money? You're just shooting the breeze. Alkei nechshav ha'oven hazeh kemered. Speaking Lashon Hara is like rebellion. Uprikas al malchus shamayim ba'alma. Umechalo shem shamayim bazeh. I believe this is a quote, word for word, from Sefer Chofetz Chaim. V'chol zeh b'stam ish yisrael, v'fradim hu ish choshuv, sha'akom mistaklim b'masav. This is if you're an average guy. But if you're a chash of a guy that everyone's looking at him, if you did it barabim, the chid is gadol ad ma'od. One is called mechalo shem shamayim barabim. Chofetz Chaim would say a ben Torah is like a high-ranking soldier in the army. Because he's wearing the full regalia, he's dressed like he's a member of the higher-ranking officers, so he has to act the part, otherwise it's a Chil Hashem. But I want to show you one example that it's brought over here. Let's see if I can find it. That for this reason, the Chofetz Chaim would not skip in different parts of Psukei Dezimra, that in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Siman Nun Beis, he brings that if somebody comes late, he comes in between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, you need to skip in order to daven Shemone Esrei with the Tzibor. That the Chofetz Chaim would not do that. The reason he wouldn't do that is because people don't always know that you need to do that. And if people see him skipping Psukei Dezimra, they're going to think he's Mezalzel B'Tfilah. Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Amarav, what's Chil Hashem k'goin ana? if I buy something, I don't pay immediately. And therefore, if the Chafetz Chaim, for whatever reason, came a bit late, he would always wait for the next minyan. Or he would go to a different shul. But he would not allow himself to rely on skipping parts of Psukei Dezimra, even though halachically that's what you need to do under that circumstance. Maybe you're not required to wait for another minyan or to go to another shul. But the Chafetz Chaim was afraid that if a regular unlearned person would see him skipping parts of Psukei Dezimra, they would think that the Chafetz Chaim is treating tefillah lightly. And therefore, it would be a chilul Hashem. Which is another reason I don't believe the story of when the Chafetz Chaim spoke Lashon Hara about himself, because it would be a chilul Hashem. Anyway, that's today's Chafetz Chaim. Have a great day. Kol tov. Baruch Hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.